847 said, I wanted to smack that kid's face. Nathan Phillips is coming on with you.
He is. He's a Native American who was drumming in front of the kid from Cincinnati. There is more detail to this than one picture shows. It's one of the issues that we've had in the modern photographic era, the last 130 years of human life, is that a still picture doesn't necessarily tell the entire story. So
it's so complicated with this third group that was there.
Right. And that was never part of the initial telling of the story, that there was really the confrontation was not between Nathan Phillips and these young men from the school in Ohio. It was a confrontation that was brewing between black kids and white kids, or black, I think adults in some cases, and these kids from the high school.
Yeah.
And it was sort of MAGA versus, and it's left, right. And it's an indication. As I've been listening to you and I've listened to your callers, it's very easy to everybody just wants to hold their ground. The one guy who called a few minutes ago was like, you know, no one's gonna push me off my position just because they're banging a drum in my face. That's really not what this is about. This is about everybody's staking their position regardless of the fact, and no one's having a conversation or talking or screaming past each other.
I think that this is an instance where, and maybe we don't have to retreat because we're all right, but what if you got it wrong? What if you were wrong about your first, you know, interpretation of this story? I think this is an interesting sort of self-examination point. 708 said, what do you think of this, Ro? If those kids had not been wearing MAGA hats, we wouldn't be talking about this. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. Actually, I think that if this confrontation had happened, I think it's the hat certainly propelled it. It certainly probably identified for people who were there to figure out where everybody stood. But I think there still might have been this moment.
It's an accelerant. It blows things up.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. John, does the person who felt that the white high school boy had a First Amendment right feel the same way about Colin Kaepernick? That's just what's happening. I mean, all of these things are converging, your right to speech and blah, blah, blah. John, they're high schoolers. They need to respect their elders. He could have moved over. Young kids these days are so smug and arrogant, they have no respect at all. And some of you have said, where were the adults? Why didn't they just defuse this
situation?
That's
a very good question. I have that question, too. And I'll be interested. I want to go back to when we talked to Nathan Phillips coming up at 3:20. I want to go back to the issue of how did everybody get in that space at the same time.
I know. It's not like they were crowded into a small room. They were outside at the Capitol. They could have... Nathan Phillips could have backed away. This junior from Covington could have backed away. They did not need... If the kid's intention was pure, why was he within like 12 inches of that guy's nose? What was the point of that? Right? Didn't that speak volumes?
Thank you for clarifying that. It's Covington, Kentucky, which is a suburb of Cincinnati.
Yeah, I've been saying Cincinnati area, but it's just south of the city.
Right.
Okay, so you and Ro, you're Ro. That other person's Anna. And then there's Kevin. He wants to talk about the football games, by the way. I suppose you do, too.
I do, too. I have thoughts on that I'm not particularly happy or fond of at the moment. I don't wish to talk about the fact that every single kick by every single kicker was exactly down the middle very long distances.
It looks very simple when they do it. Okay, stay right there, Rokan. Or actually, run down the hall, go near the studio.
Okay,
I'll talk to you in a minute. There goes Rokan.